Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Tommy, it's that time.
Let's go, let's go, let's get it, let's get it. She is here, Carla Farrell, with what reality update?
Uh-oh.
All right, thank you, nephew. Uh-oh.
Sit up, Steve. Here we go.
Let's talk about the Real Housewives of Potomac. The season four, the reunion show, part one.
Girl.
All right, my girl, Gisele Bryant. Steve, Gisele Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
She announced that... Yes, that she and her ex-husband, Pastor Jamal Bryant, are dating again.
That's
they
good.
All right now. Yes. Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where's Jamal, man? Get it together,
Mm-hmm. Pastor Jamal and Gisele, they were married, she said, I guess about 7 years. Then they got a divorce. They are co-parenting. They have three children together,
girls.
Three daughters. Mm-hmm. Yes, those girls are beautiful. And Gisele said that the two have been seeing each other since last year and that Pastor Jamal was heavily pursuing her. And she went on to say, there's nobody who knows me like that man. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, girl. She also forgives him for cheating on her.
Wow.
She says
that's
big. She wanted to, they're giving their love a second chance. That's what it seems like.
You know
like.
What, and man? I mean, that's
go
not
ahead,
bad.
Steve.
You know, they've had time away from each other. That's not bad. You know, people go, once a cheat, always a cheater. That's not true. People change, man.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
People change all the time and for the better.
Mm-hmm. That's outstanding. Yeah, Gisele mm-hmm. said, you know, people, you know, you aren't your mistakes. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. You know, you are not your mistakes. And she has forgiven him. And so, you know, they have three children together and they're dating again. And, you know, one of the castmates, Monique, asked her, are you ready to be a first lady? And she's like, whatever the Lord has for me, I am ready. So good for them.
All
good
right.
for Gisele and Pastor Jamal.
Eddie Long's old church.
Newburgh. That's out of Atlanta.
I've Kanye heard, man, there. Nothing but really, really good things about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I read an article, Steve, in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The church is doing, building assistant living, affordable assistant living.
Oh, they're doing it, man.
For senior citizens, mm-hmm. Medical facility. So they are doing big things for the community in Atlanta. So congratulations. Yeah. And they're just doing God's work down there. So
I know some people who are close to me who go to the church.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And
mm-hmm.
I just think, man, he's doing a heck of a job, man, down there. He really, really is.
Kanye
congratulations.
Heard about it, right?
Huh?
Yeah, Kanye was just there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier this week on the show when Kanye was there as well. All right, back to the reunion show. Did you see Shirley, Candace, and Ashley? They were doing the most.
Woo, girl.
Candace, woo, they got them. Steve, say it for me again. Girl.
Child.
Yes, they got them. Yes, child, they got on my nerves. Anyway. Candace's mother, Miss Dorothy, was there and talked about their relationship. I just don't understand what's going on with them, mother and daughter. Anyway, Candace brought receipts there, I should say, to prove that this townhome that her and her husband lived in is actually hers with her mom. Just, you know, a whole bunch of drama with that. And there's a rumor that Ashley and her husband, Michael, that they are not coming back to the show. I don't know if that's true.
No!
I don't believe that quite yet. Thank you, Junior. That's what I need. I don't know if that's true. And finally, let me move on. Yeah, before we run out of time, y'all, we have to say... congratulations. This is a big story from our home station, Mix 92.3 in Detroit. We have to say congratulations to the Detroit Youth Choir. They were a finalist last night on America's Got Talent.
Well, y'all better go D-Town.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Yes. Detroit, we are so proud of you. They didn't win. Cody Lee, the blind autistic singer, you guys.
Woo, he can sing, baby. He won. He can sing.
Yes, he won $1 million. But Detroit Youth Choir, they were right there in second place. And they represent. Yeah. Yep. So that's Reality Update. Hit me up at Lips by Carla. And we'll be back at 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.